This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read and recorded by Betsy Bush, Marquette, Michigan, June 2006. Good Things to Eat, as Suggested by Rufus, by Rufus Estes. Section 16. Candies. Candied violets. Gather the required quantity of perfect sweet violets, white or blue. If possible, pick in the early morning while the dew is still on them. Spread on an inverted sieve and stand in the air until dried, but not crisp. Make a syrup using a half pound of pure granulated sugar and a half pint of water. Cook without stirring until it spins a thread. Take each violet by the stem, dip into the hot syrup, and return to the sieve, which should be slightly oiled. Leave for several hours. If the flowers then look preserved and clear, they will not require a second dipping. But if they appear dry, as if some portions of the petals were not properly saturated, dip again. Now have ready a half cupful of melted fondant. Add a drop or two of violet extract, and a few drops of water to reduce the fondant to a thin, grayish, paste-like consistency. Dip the flowers in this one at a time, dust with powdered crystallized sugar, and lay on oiled paper to harden. Rose leaves may be candied in the same way, substituting essence of rose for the violet and a drop or two of cochineal to make the required color. A candy dipper or fine wire can be used for dipping the rose petals. Creamed walnuts. Cook 2 cups of sugar and 1/2 cup of water together until the syrup threads. Add a teaspoon of vanilla, take from the range, and beat until thick and creamy. Make small balls of the candy and press 1/2 walnut meat into each side. Drop onto a plate of granulated sugar. Crystallized cowslips. These make a prized English confection, much used for ornamenting fancy desserts. The flowers are gathered when in full bloom, washed gently, and placed on a screen to dry. When this is accomplished, the stems are cut to within 2 inches of the head, and the flowers are then laid heads down on the tray of the crystallizing tin, pushing the stalks through so the flowers shall be upright. When full, put the tray in the deep tin and fill with the same crystallizing syrup, pouring around the sides and not over the flowers. When dry, arrange in baskets or use in decorating. Fruit paste. Take equal weights of nut meats, figs, dates, and prepared seedless raisins. Wipe the figs and remove the stems. Remove the scales and stones from the dates. Mix well and chop fine, or run it all through a meat chopper. Mold it on a board in confectioner's sugar until you have a smooth, firm paste. Roll out thin and cut into inch squares or small rounds. Roll the edge in sugar, then pack them away in layers with paper between the layers. Glacé figs. Make a syrup by boiling together 2 cups of sugar and 1 1/2 cups of water. Wash and add as many figs as can be covered by the syrup. Cook until they are tender and yellow, then remove it from the fire and let them stand in the syrup overnight. In the morning, cook for 30 minutes and again let them stand overnight. Then cook until the stems are transparent. When cold, drain and lay them on a buttered cake rack or wire broiler and let them remain until they dry. Pineapple marshmallows. This is a good confection for Thanksgiving. Soak 4 ounces gum arabic in 1 cupful pineapple juice until dissolved. Put into a granite saucepan with 1/2 pound of powdered sugar, and set in a larger pan of hot water over the fire. Stir until the mixture is white and thickened. Test by dropping a little in cold water. If it balls, take from the fire and whip in the stiffly whipped whites of 3 eggs. Flavor with a teaspoonful vanilla or orange juice. Then turn into a square pan that has been dusted with cornstarch. The mixture should be about an inch in thickness. Stand in a cold place for 12 hours, then cut into inch squares and roll in a mixture of cornstarch and powdered sugar. Raisin fudge. Put into a saucepan 1 heaped tablespoon butter. Melt and add 1/2 cup milk, 2 cups sugar, 1/4 cup molasses, and 2 squares chocolate grated. Boil until it is waxy when dropped into cold water. Remove from fire, beat until creamy, then add 1/2 cup each of chopped raisins and pecans. Pour into a buttered tin, and when cool, mark into squares. Simple way of sugaring flours. A simple way of sugaring flours, where they are to be used at once, consists in making the customary syrup and cooking to the crack degree. Rub the inside of cups with salad oil, put into each cup 4 tablespoons of the flours and sugar, let stand until cold, turn out, and serve piled one on top of the other. End of section 16.